Welcome everyone to Unstoppable Love with Lauren and friends. So excited to be here. And today I'm so excited we have Lucia Nicola Evans and Margie Barbier. Did I get that right, Margie? Barbier? Okay, great. Great. Oh, I'm so excited for us to play together today. We're going to be talking about authenticity today and how it relates to what we're going through right now, and also your retreats that you and Lucia and Margie that y'all are doing together. And it's so exciting, and it's growing and evolving and expanding into something so amazing. So we're going to be talking about that. So how are y'all doing today?
You want to go first, Margie?
Sure. I was just taking an exhale. I'm doing good. I'm doing really good. I'm in Costa Rica. It's really sunny. I'm just really excited to be here. I just listened to your last call, Lauren and Lucia, this morning, and it was so amazing. So inspiring and such great information and knowledge, and it was just really, really incredible. But I'm so happy to be here. Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you, Margie. I really appreciate that. Really appreciate that. What about you, Lucia?
How am I? I am doing really great. I get up in the morning and I am surrounded by love and sweet kisses with my puppy. And it always starts the day off right when he's sleeping with me. So I am just smiling from ear to ear, just so happy to be here. And the sun is shining. And I'm just so grateful that we are all together. So happy inside.
Oh, me too, me too. And I can so relate with the puppies, the puppy sleeping with you. I wake up and I have three little guys, and I say to them, "Did you sleepies good?" it's fun. It's fun to just to wake up with like you said, those sweet kisses. Margie, do you have a I think do you have a pup a dog, right?
I have a dog too. Her name's Peepa. She's a great dog. She doesn't give me too many kisses. She's pretty excited though. When she wakes up, she's really excited to see me, and yeah, dogs are really special.
Oh yeah, I agree. I agree. Oh. Well, so today we're going to talk about authenticity, and I will say that I am enrolled in Authenticity University, and I am a freshman in Authenticity University on this journey, learning and growing and evolving. I have some stuff written out that we could talk about, or we can just let it flow. And, just if anything comes to your hearts that y'all want to talk about, just let me know. Anything coming to you right now, Lucia or Margie, on how to start it?
Well, I was just saying to me, I would love to hear what you wrote. And to me, authenticity is being real. Being real, being honest, being open, and being heart-centered.
I love that. Lucia, that's perfect because that's was my opening was, what does authenticity mean to you? Margie, what about you? What do you feel?
For me, authenticity is, what Lucia said, and it's just like what's happening in the moment for me, like what's really happening And like in order for me to do that, I have to take like a pause and take a couple breaths and kind of like soften and like sink down with my energy and just really start to feel like what's really happening. And yeah, being authentic is yeah, it's what's real, what's really real. And that's a whole nother topic.
Right.
It gets deep too with
Yeah.
that.
I love what you added, what you said about just having that pause. And Lucia, I know you do this as well, and I'm working on this myself, but having that pause and really dropping down into your heart and allowing the softening and the opening. Just to speak, your truth, and I echo both of your definitions of authenticity. To me, it's just being your true self, speaking your truth, and living your truth, while also allowing others to be who they truly are, and with at their core, with no judgment. And like you said, Lucia, just being real, and I will say that for a long time, we've had to, I feel, in my experiences, I've had to, particularly in the workplace, just kind of suppress that authentic me. And it doesn't feel good. It does not feel good to not really allow yourself to be who you truly are. And express, what's real to you, and so yeah, that's I love what you both said. I know for like I said, the workplace, some examples. Just, I know, in corporate America where I used to work, as well as in the hospital. The way this world is set up, and the programs, and how everything was set up, it's just so sterile feeling. It felt so sterile to me. I felt like I was, it was almost like being like the piece of tape over my mouth. Like I couldn't say what I wanted to say. I couldn't express myself the way I wanted to because of societal norms or standards or expectations. And I remember, every year you have your performance evaluation and they ask you, oh, what's your goals for next year? And really, like I'm sitting there, like, really, my goal is how am I going to get out of this? But I have to come up with something to appease the system so I can get that check mark, so I can keep working so I can keep getting a paycheck. And it seems like it's like you're always having to strive to do more, to be more, and it was just never enough. It was never enough. And so how this relates back to authenticity was I wasn't really in a place in my journey and my growth where I could speak my truth because there was a lot of fear surrounding what will happen. And we were programmed to believe that, this is how it is. And so that's a personal experience for me. And there's other areas of relationships and friendships. And so do y'all have any examples that really speak to you to sh that you'd like to share?
Well, I just want to acknowledge what you shared and the conflict that happens in our human life, in not just workplaces, but in interactions with loved ones, with family, with friends, with partners, of putting on a face. to get approval, to get love, to get recognized, to get fame, to get whatever. You know, it's a really unfortunate way that we've learned, because it never gets us what we want. It's just a facade. And then we play this character, and then we wonder why it's unfulfilling. And that's why inside of the authentic self, the true self, which is the no self, the being of our soul, there is warmth, there is wholeness, there is an invitation to relax and be. And that's enough, because it's complete. It's whole unto itself. So the opportunity inside of life is to live from this wholeness, where then we can love the parts that don't feel so whole or complete or have insecurities or doubts or confusion or, you know, it's messy being human. And, you know, I just love this quote. I heard it from somewhere a couple of days ago. Is, you know, for me, authenticity is all about the heart of the matter, the heart of what's happening. And courage is like having a love affair with the unknown. I just love that, because it is, it just, nothing's really known until it's lived. And you know, I was contemplating this word commitment today, because inside of being authentic, it's a commitment to live this way, to really live an honest, integritous life. It's a commitment every day, like how I get up, what kind of attitude do I have about the day, like how I treat myself, how I treat others, how I am inside of relating. And it's a whole way of living. Authenticity is a whole way of living that requires a commitment, an opening to what's here, what's now. As you said, Margie, you know, it's about the moment, it's about what's here, what's now, and being available to connect to this now moment. That's what I wanted to say.
Beautiful, beautiful. And so, oh my gosh, so rich with authenticity. I mean, it's just beautiful. What about you, Margie?
Yeah, that was so beautiful. I love that. Courage is like having a love affair with the unknown. I love that. Yeah, there's so much to say. I've had a lot of masks that I've worn like growing up, and I grew up in the Virgin Islands, and I felt you had to be kind of like tough to get by, because it was a little, I don't know the word. It was a little like, there's a little like localism, and I was a local, and I just had this front. I remember I had this front for a long time, and I moved to other places around the world, to Hawaii, and I still had this island girl, you know, mask that I wore. And I've noticed like over the years it just kind of like fade away, and it was, you know, completely gone. And it's like, oh, well, where did that go? So it's so interesting to just kind of like be aware of that part of me that had that mask. And just for me, being authentic, it's like an everyday thing, you know, like an everyday of like awareness and being real with how I'm feeling. And yeah, I guess like softening and opening, and just being okay with being uncomfortable, because there's a part of me that, like, when I take, you know, all my masks off, I feel kind of vulnerable and a little uncomfortable. So it's also fun. But Yeah. That's all I have to say there. But yeah, it's like an everyday thing, being authentic. And that recently I realized there was this, and it's like an awareness because some things are unconscious that I don't notice. Like I was doing something and I wasn't really conscious that my heart wasn't in it, and I wasn't being authentic in that area of my life until Lucia actually helped me realize it. Together we did, and then once I saw that, I was like, oh wow.
You unpacked so much. You're so much with that. The masks, Margie. I mean, I ask myself, well, how do you develop this mask, and what does it take, like, to allow yours to get to the point where you say, I'm done. I can't do this anymore. And it seems to me, in my experience, you just get to like this pain point where you just. It's too painful to pretend, and it's just you can't do it anymore. And sometimes it's just physically you can't even do it anymore, as well as emotionally and spiritually. And like you said, the vulnerability that, I mean, it does. It's to allow yourself to be vulnerable. And this is something that I was had written down. What does living an authentic life require of yourself? It touches on a vulnerability. Just because I'm doing this radio show does not mean that I have all my stuff together. I'm still learning. I'm growing. I think it's a every like you said, Margie, it's every day. It's a commitment to being patient with yourself. Kind and compassionate with yourself, and realizing, oh, I know for me, like, I make mistakes, oh, I wish I wouldn't have said that, or I wish I wouldn't have reacted that way. But the key to me, at least in my experience, is having the self-awareness, saying, okay, that happened. It's in the past. I can't do anything about it. I acknowledge it within myself. And what do I want to do with it? And to me, that's, like you said, having the courage to let down the mask, to allow for that vulnerability, because you want to grow, you want to evolve, you want to be the best that you can be, not from a place of competition, but because ultimately it's just, like you said, living from your heart. And so many people today, they still have the masks on, and like you said, unconsciously. So, I love that. I love it. I love that. And Lucia, the courage, the quote you mentioned, the courage, and like this journey is not for the faint of heart. This journey is, you have good day. I have good days. I have bad days. So, with that being said, my next question, unless Lucia or Margie, y'all have something you want to add to that?
Yeah, I just wanted to add, it's
Yeah.
like, oh wait, you go,
Go
Lucia.
ahead. Okay, so yeah,
Okay.
so one thing about the moths is the protection. It offers protection, the masks. But what is it really that they're protecting, right? That's the question. What is it that the masks are really protecting? And if I was to look at why I used to hide behind, oh, I was a massage therapist, or I am this, or I am that. So if that role or that identity is taken away, it is exposing. So there's a level of security that comes with certain roles, that certain certainty that I am this, and you say, like it's a affirmation to the world, I am this, and this is what I do, and it's kind of a certain thing. Yet behind it, it's not so certain, because there's a whole other world in the background underneath it all that's happening all the time, whole nother energetic. And ultimately, it seems to me, and I've worked through a lot of not feeling safe in my body. But it seems to me the masks, and the disconnect from the authentic self often is a false sense of security that it seems to offer that. It's hard to explain, but then what that offers is the sense of okayness that we're all looking for, the sense of safety, the sense of okayness so we can relax. And I think that that is often a misconstrued truth of I am that role, and if I'm that role, then if the role's taken away, then I'm lost and there's no me. Right? So when that starts to shift, that transformation starts to shift into, wow, I can't do this job anymore because I'm actually getting sick and I'm miserable. Then there's a lot of fear of like, if I let that go, then who am I now? So this is what I was contemplating when you were sharing the masks and what they do and actually what they seem to protect up to a point. But then there comes a point when there needs to be a shift because you can't hide behind a mask forever. You can't. It's just not realistic. Does that make sense?
Yes, it's exhausting. It's exhausting. You can't. It's right. That's right. Thank you, Lucia. I love that. Margie, what about you?
I was gonna say kind of what she said, like in a way that the masks are like, to me, they're like safety, you know? They're like the safety net that you hide behind. And I mean, Lucia just said it so well, but like I had this another mask that I had for a long time was the surfer mask, like, you know, and I was pretty good at it and I spent my whole life and it was my identity. And I would get into to groups and fit in because of the way I surfed, and I didn't really have to be me so much. And it's so interesting because yeah, when that falls away, it's like, oh well, then who am I without the surfing? So I had to go through that whole thing as well, and they're not real.
Yeah. Wow. Wow. And then, like you said, like both of you said, what happens when you take the masks away? And you know, that is so good. I never thought of the security piece so on point because it's known. There's a sense of security in the known. And so that's beautifully said. What you guys said about that. So the next thing that I had written down was, and I think we've already, I think we've already spoken to this, but what does living an authentic life require? Anything that y'all had done? I have some things written down, but I'm just curious, like what do you feel requires to live an authentic life, or what does that mean to you?
I can go. So living an authentic life to me is like looking in the mirror, you know, like constantly looking in the mirror and taking a look at myself and being humble and pivoting and adapting. And there's this word in Aikido, Lucia hopefully knows it, where it's like continual growth, like continual do you know what I'm talking about, Lucia? The word
That's a Kaizen.
Kaizen. I love that word. Yes, I love that word.
Continuous improvement.
Yeah. Takes Kaizen. And
And allowing the space, right? And allowing the space for that. Yeah.
I just love Aikido. I like dream about it, like daydream about it. It's
That's
such
so awesome. Sorry.
a
Sorry.
yes. It's such a great way. I mean, Lucia knows that you can add the Aikido into like every single one of these conscious conversations. It's so great.
Awesome, awesome. Lucia, what about you?
Well, Aikido is life. It's just we practice in the dojo on the mat, and that's really just a practicing a safe place to that's compassionate to practice there. So you're right on track, Margie, on bringing it to this question. Because one thing that authenticity requires to me is actually what I'm working on right now in my training. And it's about entering in, that the tendency, if there's something threatening or just uncomfortable or like horrible or, the mind will go into all these stories about whatever it is. The opportunity is to drop the story and to open the heart and to connect with whatever it is, whether it's a person, an environment, an insecurity, a fear, any of that. It's the entering in is where the power is, because it's in that pause of reflection, of allowing the space, as you were saying, Lauren, and taking responsibility and saying, okay, I'm going to meet this. I'm gonna connect. I'm gonna soften. I'm gonna open. I'm gonna relax, so I can allow whatever wants to emerge and come up in the moment. And to do that, it requires a letting go of trying to figure it all out, letting go of the mind game, letting go of the stories, noticing the stories, and then saying, okay, what is underneath them? What is the feeling and the maybe the unmet need or the request that is being called forth around? How can I empower myself in this moment where maybe I don't feel empowered in this conversation, this relationship, in this interaction with a colleague or my mom or my dad, for example? It's like, how can I shift the relationship by recognizing that I can show up in a way that is non-threatening and yet powerful at the same time? So it's an exploration. Authenticity requires the willingness and the courage to explore something that the mind might not know. But yet there's something that's alive, there's something that is tangible, but it's not quite it can be shapeless. It doesn't maybe have a shape yet. And it's kind of like trying to catch the wind. You can't. Just it's like, oh, it's all over, and it's invisible, and spirit is kind of like that. There's an alive quality to it, but you can't see it. You can feel it, and authenticity is that way to me, that there's an invitation to relax and open, to soften, and then connect to the felt sense of reality. And inside of the felt sense, therein lies the connection to what's real, which is spirit. It's always here in this moment, but it just gets kind of covered up with programs and conditioning and all that stuff that we're taught, that how we should behave so we don't step on anybody's toes or create ripples. No, we're here to create ripples. We're here to shake things up. We are movers and shakers, right? And
That's
we're
right.
here to actually speak the truth and allow what feelings might arise from that, allow what disagreements might arise from that. And then we get to, there's something interesting to work with then. It's like, wow, you don't have to always agree with me for me to love you, right? But the opportunity is let's actually explore what's in the space as not just the truth, but your experience of the truth. And let's take it in. And let's open my heart and see where you're seeing from. So it requires maybe a pivoting to a different perspective to see and feel what's arising, what's in the space for someone else. And for me, it requires courage, it requires commitment, and requires patience, as you say, and opening to completely being honest with myself, radical honesty, radical honesty.
Wow. Well, I mean, what else can we say to that,
Well, I have a question, Lucia and Lauren. Do you feel like it's like dropping into the depths of the unknown, like not knowing if you're going to come up or not?
Yeah, sometimes it scares the shit out of me. Yes, to drop to those depths, Margie, because the unknown is. It can be scary. And it, like what you told me, Lucia, you said, act in spite of fear. This is courage. So, yeah, I would say so.
And it never stops. It never stops. The opportunities never stop. Have you noticed that? They keep arising. And the more I grow, it's almost like the bigger the opportunity. Like in my training, I'm like, okay, I've done this, all these tests throughout the 9 years of training in Aikido. I've got another test. And I get to learn the whole syllabus. It's like over 300 techniques. And how great is that, right? So it keeps, the more I grow myself, the greater the opportunity if I open to it. My teacher Kevin Sensei always says, just open to life, open to life, open your heart and give yourself to life. And what he means by that is there's nothing that's being held back. There's no sort of hesitancy or fear or wondering or there's just whether I know it or not, I am here fully in this moment. That's a very powerful way of living.
And it seems like there's people who want to, but they just don't know how. They don't know where to start. We've created situations in our lives, unconsciously or consciously, and you're like, "Well, crap. Now what?" me and myself included. So what do y'all feel like, what's the first step, on the journey of, being authentic in that situation?
And being entertained by the question, I would say, because how do I be authentic is such a joke to the spirit. Because the spirit just knows. And so it's a process of meeting and questioning everything. And it's a process of letting go and surrendering control or the false sense of control. And opening to the universe, opening to the field, opening to the intelligence of now, which is grace. There's no destination actually here, because it's only here now, here now, here now. And to the mind, that's terrifying. I just want to, it's like going, hopping in your car and driving somewhere and not knowing where you're going. In a way, but some part of you knows. There's some part of you knows. And actually, I used to do this when I was upset. I'd just hop in the car and just drive somewhere just because the movement would calm me down. And I'd just arrive places. I mean, it's kind of a fun experiment just to hop on a train or a bus and not have a destination and see where you end up. Have you ever done that?
Yeah,
It's kind of a fun
I've done
thing.
that. I've done it on like a boat. I've taken boats out and just gone and just kept going and going and going and just got led to little bays or harbors and just hung out there.
That water, that sounds so amazing, Margie.
Mm-hmm.
I do that. I've done that before. Like, I'll just get in the car and just go somewhere. And I don't have a, like you said, Lucia, I don't have a destination. I don't know. It's just very soothing just to do that. And, something that I said on the last show, on the sh Lucia, you and I met when we talked about, being just being and doing nothing, and that it's okay to do that. So I'm like, well, on the outside, it might look like I'm doing nothing, right? Like that, like, but on the inside, we all are doing a ton of work on ourselves and this journey. But we've been trained to have to see it. You have to have that tangible, physical, see what I'm doing, see it here, right? And I just wanted to add that that it's like the car, like getting in the car, Lucia, like getting in the boat, Margie, and just going somewhere and not having to explain it to anyone or justify it or give any reason. It's so liberating. It just feels so good.
This word spontaneity comes up, spontaneity and receptivity. Because then, going back to the question, what is required to be authentic is to have a receptivity, kind of have a listening inside of, oh, what wants to happen in this moment? Do I just want to hop in the car and just go somewhere? Or just call a friend for no apparent reason and just have a conversation because I haven't talked to them in a while and I really miss them. Or, just to take my neighbor some dinner because I want to and it's just a kind gesture. Like all these acts of kindness or service or just ways of being, it's very enlivening and it feeds something. It feeds the heart, it feeds the soul, and then we're nourished. We are so malnourished in our society, my opinion, in terms of warmth and love and care and kindness. We just are all long, at least I know, my experience with people are just longing for just love and nurturance and connection.
And the times I do those things, it just feels so good. It feeds my soul on like a whole nother level, and it's like the person, whoever I'm giving, whatever I'm giving to, it's just like the perfect timing always, and they're just like, it's so beautiful. It's that authentic spirit connection that, and relating that we all desire on such a deep level.
And the connection is we have it's amazing. We have gone from connecting physically to it's all it seems like people are hiding. It seems like no one comes out of the house, and if they do, they don't wave, they're just very, I don't know, it's just an observation that I have made. I try to I smile at people when I see them because I want to, because it's from my heart. So, like you said, like you both said, just craving that connection. And also, I feel it's relatability too. I mean, I know for me, like if I hear someone sharing their story, it just empowers and encourages me that I can do the same. And, but how do you do that if you're, not connecting with people? So, do you all have anything to add to that, or anything that's come up from your heart that you want to share?
Well, it's a really interesting thing when there's not the right kind of spaces for connection, for authentic connection. And I think that's what Margie and I have been doing is literally creating these spaces for people. Like, because You might have friends, but they might be talking about politics or the news or something that it's really difficult to share, what's really going on inside. And because I needed safety and more sort of safe containers when I was younger to express myself, I now create this, and we're offering what we have longed to receive. The nurturance, the coming together, the enjoyment of being together. I mean, that's just so rich. And then the excitement of just like all the different adventures of what's possible when we're together, and just being able to really let go of the roles and the fears and the this and the that's, just to let it all just dissolve. And
Yeah, well,
then
that's
there's
sorry, go
something
ahead, Lucia.
else that then there's something else that can come forth. And that's so exciting to me. And this is what excites me about the retreats that we're doing, is that it creates a particular we create a particular environment where everything can relax, because there's no agenda. There's no, you have to be this, you have to be that in order to get love or to get recognition or to get, you are enough right now as you are. And that goes for every living being on the planet. And I think this is one thing I know I struggled with a lot growing up, was I don't, I didn't, I never felt like I was good enough or felt like I fit in. And I felt like I was born into the wrong planet. I'm sure you guys can relate. Like, what did I say yes to in this life? Like, and then I realized something later. I was like, I'm not supposed to fit in. I'm supposed to stand out and create ripples and start a different way of living that is aligned with spirit, that is aligned with the heart, that is aligned with love, with care, with kindness, with curiosity, with understanding, you know?
Yes, Margie, please. Anything to add to that?
Oh, that was just so rich. I love being with you both, because I just feel it. Yeah, the spaces we create, the retreats we create, the events, whatever we do together, Lucia and I just get ready to be loved, loved, nurtured, accepted, play. I mean, it's so fun. And we start it with each other. It's how we treat each other, and then it ripples out to every single one that we meet. And it's just yeah, the retreats are so magical, so fun, and I crave that kind of environment of just being able to exhale, breathe, and like let the guards down and just be real and connect, that deep connection. Like, let's connect our hearts, you know? So that's what we do, is we connect our hearts, and it's so beautiful. And then, I realize that we're all just one.
Beautiful. I'm so glad, because I got a little off track. The retreats. That's what I, thank you. Thank you for Lucia and Margie. So let's talk about your retreats. Let's talk more about your retreats that you, Lucia and Margie, have come together and through your inspiration and excitement have created. You've partnered together and created, making these beautiful retreats, in beautiful locations. And what would you say? And I feel like you answered it, but I will, I'll just say it. What is your goal for your retreats? And then, what would you love for people to gain by participating in your retreats? And then, like, what kind of activities and stuff do y'all do for the retreats?
Well, I can speak to the goal part. The goal is to
Yeah.
have no goal. And to come together and celebrate our spirits, playing in the light, and really allowing the safety of coming together in sacred space to release what no longer serves, and with your authentic self, reconnect with love, and feel the love from one another, that we're all here for one another, so we can nurture each other and have fun and giggle and cry and scream and smile and be, ultimately, be whatever wants to come through as being oneself inside of a group of people that are heart-centered, that want to grow, that want to transform, that want to do their shadow work, that want to play in the light, play in the light of now, of this beautiful moment of just being open to letting go and being vulnerable and being seen for who they really are. And that's the goal, is to let go of the goal and just to open to the experience of coming together and having fun with the different adventures, which I'll let you share a little bit more about, Margie. But that's what I would say about the beautiful experience of coming together. There's such a magic when especially women come together. There's a beautiful healing that happens when we come together.
Yeah, it's so wonderful. It's the no goal part, because we don't know what's going to happen. We're in it. It's so alive in itself, these retreats. They're just so led by spirit, by source, that I feel like we're just what's the word? We're just in it, living it. We're living the retreat through us, and everybody else is living it. And it's just such a beautiful heart-centered experience. Gosh, yeah, so beautiful. But I'll get to the activities. I'm just feeling it. I'm feeling it all right now. It just
Perfect.
feels
Perfect.
so good. Well, as far as the activities go, I mean, we're going to be playing in the light and just loving each other. We're going to go horseback riding. We have a drum circle. We have a movement journey that we're going to do. We have these really special guests that are going to come from Costa Rica and guide us on a drum circle, and then another one that's going to do the movement journey. And yeah, we're gonna do for this one. We have one coming up February 9th to the 20th in Costa Rica. And this one is a big one. It's 10 days, 11 nights, and we'll do 3 days of silence. We have a house right on the beach in this beautiful little jungle spot in Costa Rica with a pool. And yeah, we're gonna just be play and definitely go to a waterfall, and just so many other wonderful, magical things. Just really enjoy ourselves.
I think you both just transported me to some beautiful place. Beautiful place. It sounds like you can just, it's like being a kid again. You can just run and play and just be, and there's no expectation. There's no, goal. There's so light feeling.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's so awesome what y'all are doing, and just the testimonials, the stories that I've heard from other ladies who have been, it's just really inspiring, and it's exciting, and I mean, just what y'all are doing. You came together, you're all working together, and then Margie, I believe you shared this, that you Lucia asked what would you love to do, and you said create a retreats for women, and now look at you guys. I mean, and this is evolving. This is you're truly talking the talk and walking the walk of living from your spirit, from your heart, and doing something because you want to, and because you love, you want to extend that, as Lucia would say, that invitation to others who want to play in the light. And I'm so excited for you, for both of you, and just in, so inspiring to me. So I will say with that, I'm going to post all of the information for the retreats on my radio page. Y'all have an Instagram channel, Retreat Magic at Retreat Magic Now, as well as your Okay, you're on Facebook, and you can go to Lucia Nicola Evans, her site, and there's a direct link for the retreats with all the information there. And on Sister Surf, Margie, you and your, I believe you said on a show that y'all were on last week that you're doing it part time, but you're still involved with this Sister Surf that you do with your sisters that you've been doing for a long time now. But playing now with Lucia and creating and expanding more with Retreat Magic. So I am just so I'm so excited for you guys. And I will be there at one. I will definitely be planning on coming to a retreat because I want to play too.
Yay.
Come. We would love to have you. You have only literally the 4 spots left. We could make that happen if you really wanted to come for this one, because you might not do one for a while in Costa Rica. And Costa Rica is actually really amazing space to do retreats. Magical, magical space. There's an
How about
element of freedom there that I don't feel like we have here in the States.
I was going to ask you the energy there. It's you just said it. It's just freedom.
It's really free, it's really friendly, it's totally different. I've been here for maybe like 14 years now. I've been living here. So it's quite different. Like it's really normal to like wave to people and smile at people and just it's there's a whole different energetic down here. It's also a blue zone. I don't know if you know much about the blue zones, but they're just high energetic, healthy place.
Okay. Well, cool.
I always think of Costa Rica as the land of no rules.
Yeah, the land of no rules. It really is. That's like Margie and Lucia land. Land of I don't like rules.
I always had this vision of galloping on the beach, and now we're gonna do it. We're gonna do it. We're gonna gallop on the beach.
Yes, we are.
Well, that's so awesome. I'm so excited. I'm so excited for the two of you, and just an honor to know you and to play with you both, and to connect and to have you on the show. And I've had so much fun, and I think we will close with that, unless there's anything else that y'all want to share.
Well, I mean, thank you so much. This was so much fun for me too.
Thank you so much, Lauren and Margie. And anyone listening that is interested in coming to the retreat, reach out to me and Mar or Margie, lucianicolaevans.com. Or it's really a great opportunity to come and have fun with other ladies this retreat coming up. So much love to you all, and thank you, Lauren, for having us on your beautiful show.
Thank you both. I love you.
Love you, and so much love to everybody listening.
All right, that is a wrap. Thank you, ladies.
Bye.